It's our favorite time of year. Thank goodness we love it so much because it sure keeps us busy. Of course, we're heading into spring season with Keep Brazos Beautiful. We're starting off, we started off last weekend working at BioBlitz with Texas A&M's BioBlitz group at Lick Creek Park, which was a lot of fun.
And what is that?
It's a study of the natural, the wildlife and the different species that inhabit that area there. And so it was really cool. Aside from the little snake that got a little too close to my sight, other than that, it was a great fun event.
Could have been the snake from the Bronx Zoo.
Well, I don't care where it came from. If it was moving, I didn't need it near me. So
now, what will you do with that data that you collected?
With the snake?
No.
Actually, the BioBlitz does it, and they use it for different... studies coming up, you know, for preservation of wildlife and local species that we have. And our part out there was just to help educate the community members that came out to visit the event and letting them know about different environmental services that are provided here locally between College Station and Bryan, and also about KBB and what we had to offer. So it was a nice, you know, great day. We sat under the shade and hung out in the park, and it was a lot of fun. So we are preparing it now for this coming weekend. We have the Bryan Family Camp out at Austin Colony Park. We'll be out there again.
Any space still available, do you know?
I believe so. Okay. I think there's still quite a few, so they can get on that website. And they can actually link through KBB's websites, keeprazosbeautiful.org, and find out vendor information as well as camper information on there. Then the following weekend, of course, we have Brazos Valley Earth Day coming up. This is the largest environmental educational event here in the community. We see anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 participants come out that day.
Doing what?
And they come out and see all the different green services and vendors in the area. I think we've got 60-plus vendors that will be there displaying what they do that's environmentally safe and sound here for the community. We also have a really awesome kids zone with all kinds of fun events from Aggie Replant to Keep Brazos Beautiful and all kinds of other entities that will be there. Free Birds is going to be out there. We're excited. They're doing a foil art contest, and so they'll have some prizes awarded to those groups. This is a really great, free, fun family event, live entertainment, free refreshments all day outside. It's just a really lot of fun. It's going to be at Wolfpin Park from 11 to 4 p.m. on the 16th.
Terrific. So that's an easy come and go.
Easy. And then following weekend, of course, Household Hazardous Waste. It's the biannual event hosted by Bevisma here that Keep Brazos Beautiful partners with. And this is that time that if you've got those old paint cans or oil containers or cooking grease, batteries, computers, electronics, pharmaceuticals, this is when you can take those and dispose of those safely and properly. And, you know, the professionals can take care of that for you.
Any charge for that?
There is no charge, and that's what's so great about this event. It's only twice a year, and it's free to local residents.
So start hunting,
clean it. It's spring cleaning time to get those garages clean out and those back rooms that you didn't know were holding some of those harmful toxins that you don't want near your family. And then, of course, we wrap up the end of the month with our 11th annual Texas Trash Off. This is the largest litter education cleanup event in the region. You would have to go to Houston, Dallas, or Austin to find one larger than ours. And last year, we had 375 volunteers. They were put on 20 different teams or locations throughout Bryan and College Station. And in 2.5 hours, Bill, they were able to pick up 3.5 tons of trash and debris and 1,200 abandoned tires. We are looking forward to another great year this year. We'd love to see 500 people out here doing this. We could clean up even more of our community. Lunch is provided. T-shirts are provided. Great after party at the Brazos Center. Candy 95 is going to be out there playing some music for us. So we're really looking forward to that. We are registering for volunteers for Brazos Valley Earth Day as well as Texas Trash Off teams now. All that information is located on the Keep Brazos Beautiful website. Again, that's keeprazosbeautiful.org. And then we're going to wrap up kind of our spring season with our annual awards gala on May 6th at the Hilton, honoring our local environmental heroes. We have all of our seats are finalized right now for we'll list all those winners on Friday. And then we start a Great American Campus cleanups within the local schools here and finishing up our telephone phone book recycling program in the elementary school. So that's our lineup for the next few weeks. That's what we've got. That's it. We're looking forward to it, though. It's a great time to get out in the community. The weather's beautiful, and we have so many opportunities here to meet our neighbors and do things as families here in the community and even with local businesses. So we're excited about it.
Do you find the volunteers are the same folks that come out time after time after time, or some will come out specifically maybe for Earth Day in May for whatever reason.
We have
some
have their favorite events. Mm-hmm. Now, what I will say is I'm very proud of Keep Brazos Beautiful's volunteers in that generally when they volunteer for one of our events, they come back for other events. And so I think that's a really good thing for Keep Brazos Beautiful to be able to say that we have repeat volunteers. But certainly some of our volunteers, they love Texas Trash Off. You know, when you can go out there and get down and dirty in the community, and we have that most unique item contest. So if you find something cool, bring it back, you win. You can get $50 right there on the spot. So we do have some that come just for specific events, and others that are just always gracious and generous with their time. If we call on them, they're there.
So come on, come all to one or to everything.
Right.
And if you want to get it all straight again, go to the website keepbrazosbeautiful.org.
Correct.
There we are.
All righty.
Anything else?
Just one quick question.
Okay.
Who keeps Brazos Beautiful?
You do.
We all do.
Yes.
That's right.
Very
That's
good.
It. Thanks, Bill.
I appreciate it. Amy Reed with Keep Brazos Beautiful on News Talk 1620 WTAW.